USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is ordering all flags be flown at half staff for the next 3 days to honor the more than 95,000 Americans who have died during the COVID-19 pandemic. President Trump is allowing places of worship to open back up.
Today I'm identifying houses of worship, churches, synagogue, and mosques as essential places that provide essential services.
Vice President Mike Pence saying Georgia showed the rest of the nation how to do a reopening. The vice president participating in a roundtable discussion in Georgia with restaurant owners and executives. And your final numbers on Wall Street: stocks flat ahead of the Memorial Day weekend. The Dow losing 9 points to finish at 24,465. The S&P adding 7 points, and the NASDAQ was up 39. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.